You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, one of the founders of the satirical news outlet, The Onion, will join us to talk about comedy and the line between funny and offensive. Now, the cost of renting in Wisconsin is going up, making it harder for some people to find and afford a place to rent. Part of the story is a tight housing supply, but there may be some other tools to help bring down housing costs. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you struggling to find affordable housing? How has the housing market affected where you live, where you want to live, where you can afford to live? Do you rent properties to others? If so, what do you see driving the cost of rents for you right now? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Chris Kirko is the founder of Milwaukee Community Land Trust and the president of Housing for All. He recently wrote an op-ed for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about inflation and the increasing cost of rent. Chris, welcome to Central Time.
My pleasure.
Also with us, Kaya Fox, executive director of Habitat for Humanity in La Crosse. Kaya, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
In the last few years, Kaya, how has the cost of renting changed here in Wisconsin?
Well, we've seen an increased burden, especially for low-income families, on the amount of their monthly income that they're paying on rent. And we all know that when we pay more for our rent, that means less money for all those other important things that we see. So in the United States, or in the state of Wisconsin itself, we have about 1 in 10 households are actually paying more than half of their income before taxes on their rental payments.
Chris, in that op-ed I mentioned in the Journal Sentinel, you talk about the connection between rising rent prices and inflation, and that a lot of the headlines about inflation are overlooking the factor of rent. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, of course. So the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel recently cited a firm called Dwellzy, and according to their data set, there's been a 13% increase in rents in the La Crosse area in the last 12 months, 18% increase in rents in the Milwaukee area, and across the United States, a 26% increase. So rent control can kind of seem like an unfair solution, but I mean, right, nobody can defend rents going up by 26%. That is a fundamentally broken system. And then if we look at some data from the federal government, this is coming from before we're having our current bout of inflation. From 1985 to 2020, rents have increased at 4 times faster than incomes. Four times faster than incomes, your rent has gone up. All the while, the United States' largest corporate landlords are making record-breaking profits, right? So Mid-America, they had $430 million in profits in 2020, and that's profits, not revenue. That was a 60% increase from their profits in 2019. Rents are going up, so fast, and I'm here to say that the answer is rent control.
We'll get into rent control in just a minute. Kaya, what do you see driving, before we get into solutions, what do you see driving the high costs of rent around Wisconsin?
Well, Wisconsin has a lot of tax laws that pass a lot of the costs onto the homeowner, including the landlord, which then gets passed on to the renters. The inflationary increase that we've seen in the last couple of years. And then the other issue is the lack of rental housing, and specifically affordable housing. So there's 120,000 missing low-income affordable rental units in the state of Wisconsin. And so when you've got the supply and demand completely out of balance, it allows for higher rents. And you know, when we see income not keeping up with the cost of the goods that we're buying, including the roofs over our heads, it's becoming a harder and harder balance, specifically for low-income families. But now we're starting to see it moving into, you know, middle America are having a harder and harder time paying for the roof over their heads.
We are talking to Kaya Fox, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity in La Crosse, and Chris Kirko, founder of the Milwaukee Community Land Trust, looking at the cost of rent around Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions for our guests, maybe your own experiences. Are you seeing rent become less and less affordable over time? If you rent to others, what is driving costs? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Chris, you mentioned rent control. This is not a familiar concept in Wisconsin because you can't do it in Wisconsin. Can you let people know what rent control means?
Sure. Yeah. So there's actually there's really countless different ways that you can make a rent control law. So you can limit the amount that rent can be increased. You can calculate what is the cost of actually running a rental property, and then base the rent level off of that. There's really limitless different ways that this can be done. So in the United States, we just kind of have this assumption that rent control is just such a bad idea. But we actually see rent control all over the world and different examples of how it can be done. So looking at a study of 38 wealthy democracies, a majority had some form of rent controls. And so it might be common sense that rent controls don't work, but we have real world proof that rent controls do work, and they do work very well.
And one of the concerns is that, that doesn't allow landlords to keep up with the costs of rent. We heard on the Ideas Network Facebook page, Mark writes, as a landlord, costs such as property casualty insurance have gone up 20%. Property taxes are up 10%. Maintenance, landscaping are up. They all get passed on to the tenants. So in a situation of rent control, a property owner might not be able to afford that stuff. What do you think, Chris?
Sure. So, I mean, I like to take a very big picture view, and to say that in countries like Austria or Germany or the Netherlands that have really good housing systems, we don't have these problems. Like those, the, that's just not a you know those aren't that's not a problem that they see there. So to take a really wide view and say, okay, maybe rent control on its own wouldn't solve this problem, and that's absolutely true. But we know that it can work. It can be part of reforming our housing system of a few different things that we have to do. And we just know from real world experience that this really can work.
Kaya, do you have solutions in mind that you would point to in the La Crosse area or beyond?
Oh, absolutely. So when you work in affordable housing, there's so many different things that you can look at within your community and then within your state and within the federal level on addressing the affordable housing gaps that we have and the rent prices that we see. Locally, you can take a look at your zoning laws that maybe prohibit the development of affordable housing developments or make it harder. Local municipalities should really take a close look at what they're writing into their zoning laws that are making it more and more difficult for folks to be building affordable housing in their communities. Also, taking a look at comprehensive plans, as the communities are putting together their vision of the future, taking a look at how housing development has changed over time and how density has maybe lowered over the years, and find ways that we can right size, right price housing in our communities. And then also taking a look at laws at the state level and how are they prohibitive of, making sure that the citizens in your community are finding rental units that are affordable to you. So what are the different laws at the state level that say it's difficult to, follow up with landlords or do any inspections on the properties when they're coming under disrepair? And so if we just need a more educated community that understands that affordable housing isn't a bad word. It's a great opportunity for communities. It helps the local economy. And when we talk about, taxes and insurance prices going up, when you build more new and affordable homes in your community, that helps curb some of those other kind of secondary responses that come with lack of affordable housing.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Jim is with us in Milwaukee. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, rent caps are a terrible idea. No one, no landlord really wants to raise his rent. If you lose a tenant for a couple months trying to find someone who you don't know how it's going to work out, it's a loss. No one really wants to do that. No one wants to be the bearer of bad news. It's not this greedy society. It's all about how much money you have to spend and what is your return on the property. It's that simple. I mean, if you're going to put a cap on it, then you're going to get less quality in rental units. People are going to buy the cheapest stuff, the stuff that's peeling, the one coat of paint. That's what you're going to be living in. I mean, when you get a bigger government with bigger taxes and more expensive and maybe a mismanagement of the government, I mean, more government certainly isn't going to help.
Jim, thanks for the call. Chris?
Sure. So, I mean, so number one, like, let's not lose sight that there are countries that have extremely high rental, extremely high quality rental housing, and they have rent controls, and they can make it work. So I mean, we know that this can work. Now, someone that part of what we do is we interview people who struggle with housing, and someone that we had been talking to. She was living in the Waukesha County area, and her building got bought out, and she said that twice a year they would inspect the heating, once a year they would inspect the air conditioning. This new landlord, right, raised the rents by $400 a month and stopped doing the normal inspections and cleaning of the filters of the heating and the air conditioning. I mean, it's just not true that, I mean, in Milwaukee, we have no rent controls and we have notoriously low quality rental housing. There is not a relationship between rent controls and landlords, you know, not maintaining their properties.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to Chris Kirko, founder of the Milwaukee Community Land Trust and president of Housing for All, and Kaya Fox, executive director of Habitat for Humanity in La Crosse, with us today to talk about the increasing cost of rental properties, how they're hoping to drive those costs back down. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Share your experiences as a renter, as a property owner or manager. What do you think of the idea of rent control? Currently, you can't do it in Wisconsin because of state law. Do you think communities should be able to do that? How would you like to see it work? If so, call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Verrett. Right now, we're picking up our talk with Chris Kirko, founder of the Milwaukee Community Land Trust, president of Housing for All, and Kaya Fox, executive director of Habitat for Humanity in La Crosse. Looking at the impact of inflation on rental costs, what can be done to bring rising rent prices back down? You could join in with your experiences, maybe your solutions, at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls now. Michael is with us in Appleton. Michael, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Rob. So I've been a renter for about the last 15 years, and I wanted to call in based on some of what I heard the previous caller saying about, you know, get a single coat of paint and et cetera. You know, from my perspective, that's what we already have, you know, with the current system, with, you know, individuals or private companies buying up hundreds and hundreds of rental properties and, you know, barely administering to them beyond what they're legally required to do. That's what we already have. People are motivated by profit, and they're going to give the bare minimum to their tenants that they can. And that's already what's happening. So I don't know. That's just my perspective that I want to share.
Michael, thanks a lot for calling. Kaya, have you seen that larger landlords, as Michael says, maybe being less responsive?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that we see a lot in the work that we do with affordable housing is, you know, not only is the rent high, but the units that folks are living in are substandard. There's a lot of different issues with the properties. And, you know, that's one of the struggles that we see is that not only are the costs going up, but the condition of the units that people are living in are going down. So it's a lose-lose situation. And that's why we need to take a look at solutions that create more access to affordable housing for individuals, because rising tides will raise ships. And when we have, you know, a choice of great units for low-income families in our communities, then landlords who put the coat of paint on the wall and make the bare bones minimum repairs are going to be required to maybe make some more investments in their properties. Those property values are going to go up. The share of taxes that people have to, you know, bear will start going down. And in the long run, everybody's going to be better off.
Thanks for that call. Let's go to Gary now in De Pere. Hi, Gary.
Well, hi.
What did you want to bring up, Gary?
Well, I just wanted to bring up the fact that the main reason rents are going up is, like Wayne said earlier, is the rental shortage, and then the labor is a big factor as well. I've been in the business for 35 years, and it's very expensive to have things done around the rental properties. The people are just ridiculous at what they're asking. So, you know, I paid $100 an hour for a high school kid to do an hour and a half's worth of work because that's what he wanted. And that saved me a lot of money than having an insured company come in and do it. Nobody came and helped us out when the profits were down or when the rents were low or in 2008 when there was a housing crash. This is one of the times that we're finally riding a high wave. And they'll probably continue until there is some housing that is being built. And that's not going to happen until the prices of materials go down.
Gary, thanks a lot for the call. Chris, Gary sees, you know, there's just not enough housing and the costs a lot to bring labor in to work on what you got.
Sure. So, I mean, one of the things that we talk a lot about is how when there is a shortage of housing, it's a shortfall from the public sector. So our housing system is kind of strange. It's about half of all debt for multifamily apartment buildings is actually owned by the federal government. And the federal government also insures a lot of these mortgages. Our rental housing system appears to be the private market just doing its thing, but it's not. It's subsidized by the federal government to a pretty amazing extent. And so these problems can be solved. We are the richest, most powerful country in the history of the world. Materials might be expensive. They're not always going to be. Labor might be expensive, but I mean, we can solve these problems. We are rich enough that we can do this. And the investments need to come from the public sector because really across countries and across history, the private sector simply doesn't build enough housing to keep up. And there needs to be public investment. And I mean, I will say, like, I'm hearing like there are responsible and honest landlords out there. A lot aren't, but there are. And when they struggle, kind of Vienna is like one of my favorite housing systems, but they spent a lot of money helping private landlords get their, so when they were doing this, right, there was like no running water in a lot of Viennese apartment buildings. And so the city actually spent a great deal of money helping bring these private for-profit units up to standard. But then in exchange for that help, the landlords, they agreed to rent controls and to other regulations.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Kaya, do you see efforts to just create full-on more housing stock, especially in the La Crosse area?
Yes, I think that's definitely one of the biggest solutions. It's a long-term solution. Unfortunately, you know, housing takes up about a third of the structures that we use to calculate inflation, but it's one of the long-term solutions in order to start seeing things go in the other direction. So, you know, obviously building a house takes time, it takes a lot of money, it takes a lot of effort, but communities need to start thinking long term when they're thinking about housing in their communities. And so we need to start looking at ways to educate the public that affordable housing is a positive thing for their community. We need to educate, you know, landlords and citizens that by investing in affordable housing, by putting more money into housing in the long run, all of us will benefit. We will all have healthier communities. We'll all have, you know, people who want to move and be part of those communities. And so if we can just start thinking now, you know, as this gap in wage and the lack of housing is getting bigger and bigger, if we can start thinking about solutions now, we're going to be able to avoid some of the disasters that are coming our way.
Time for one more caller. Sandra is with us in Milwaukee. Sandra, hello.
Hello. This is a very interesting program. Thank you very much. I happen to have some knowledge because I have property that I own in Milwaukee, and I have a son who lives in Berlin, Germany, and he owns property that he rents out to tenants. And the difference is pretty amazing. And one of the differences, I could decide tomorrow that I want to raise the rent $500 a month on my tenants. And, you know, they could say, no, I think I'll go elsewhere, or they could take the rent raise, but there's nothing to keep me from determining the price, other than maybe eventually there'll be people who won't move in. My son has a very different situation, which I think probably your guest is familiar with. In Berlin, if you want to raise rent on an existing tenant, you have to show reasonable basis. You have to show that you put in some improvements. You have to show, you know, some other things. But basically, you can't just, you know, wake up one morning and say, I think this is a good figure.
Sandra, thanks for the call. Chris, just a minute left. Could that be a halfway point? Yes, you can raise rent, but you got to tell us why.
Sure. So this is quite a coincidence. So on our, you can find us on the web at Housing for Us, which is housing4.us. But we actually have an interview with a renter in Berlin. And you can compare that to an interview we did with a typical American renter. And we have a lot of from, you know, how can you raise rent? When can a landlord terminate a lease? Things like that, right? This woman lived for more than 20 years in the same rented apartment, and that's almost unheard of. In the United States, but in countries like Germany, that's possible because, as the caller said, the regulations are much more favorable for tenants. And again, her house is like really big. It's this like historical building. It's a very, very high quality unit of housing, and there's all those regulations that come along with it. That was a great call. Thank you, Sandra.
Sandra, thanks for calling in, and we'll leave it there. Chris, thanks for joining us today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And Kaya, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking to Chris Kirko, founder of the Milwaukee Community Land Trust, president of Housing for All. He recently wrote an op-ed in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about inflation and the rising costs of rent. And Kaya Fox is executive director of the Habitat for Humanity in La Crosse. Chris and Kaya were with us today to talk about rising housing prices and what they believe are potential solutions to bringing some of those costs down. Still time for you to share your thoughts, your experiences over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.